This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah, we are in Kalim. Yutes, hey. Today we'll do Yutes, hey. We'll do Yutes, vav, and I think we'll do Yutes, zayin as well. That'll take us from Yatet till Yates. Yesterday, Gimel and Dalet, let's go. The Mizran. The Mizran is this cloth that's tied around the bed frame. That extends past the bed, you had extra slack. Kol shehu divrei Rebbe Meir, any amount, however long, short it is, it's going to be mekabeltum with the bed. Meaning to say that if a zav would lie on the bed and the bed gets medris, the mizran also get medris. It's a chilik of the bed, mekabeltum with the bed. Yeah. The first 10 tvachim is considered part of the bed. After that, not. And we mentioned last time that the mizran, you have to understand, can have a kabbalah tuma of medris by virtue of being part of the bed, but also can have kabbalah tuma by itself, because it itself is a beged. And that has relevance, as you'll see. Sharim is of the mizran gets depleted, rips, etc., worn out. How much do you have to have left that's considered kabbalas tuma? I don't know why this has to do anything with a mizran. This is not a beggar that's got worn out. How do you don that? I don't understand why this is mentioned here specifically. I mean, every beg is different, I guess. That's why. Maybe every beg is different. What it's used for, its function. It's maybe.
Here they talk about that the extra 7. It's
because of a flap for the donkey. Flap for the donkey. Okay, different pshatim, what that means exactly. Holds down the saddle, other pshatim. Dalet. Zav, nisa zav al amita al mizran. Mitame shnayim pois lechad. He makes it into an av. Medrash becomes an av. And Divrei Meir, the entire Mizran, like we spoke in the last Mishnah. Yeah. So it's an Av, so it makes one, a Rishon. The Rishon makes a Sheni for Oichon HaMashkim, not for Kalim. And Paisal Echad makes a Shlishi for Truma. The first 10 Tvachim, Mitam Mishnayim, Paisal Echad, is an Avat Tumma. Me'asar Lechot Tenenan, Mitam Echad, Paisal Echad. It's a Rishon. Why is it a Rishon? Because it's touching the bed. Not that part of the Mizran is touching the other part of the Mizran, because that would be Maga Beis Astarim. Rather, the entire Mizran is touching the bed. It's not Medrash, because this is after 10 Tochon, it's not Medrash. It's not Tzarich for the bed, but it's Tumas Arik, Tumas Begir. Niso ala Mizran, Mesral, Fnim Tam, Mesral, Chotztar. If he sits on the Mizran, the first 10 Tochon is Medrash. The last 10 tvachim, it does not get medris. It'll just get mago. I guess it'll get mago. It's touching a zav. Zav is an avatoma. It'll become a rishon, I guess. Otherwise, it's tar. Oh, because maybe he's not touching it. That's why. He's not touching. He's just sitting on it. But indirect sitting. It's not touching. That's why. Okay. That's pshat. That makes sense. Mishnah, Mita shayisa tumeh medris. Mita had tumas medris. Ve'karach lo mizran, and you wrapped around it a mizran. Kula tumeh a medris. This is kol mechur b'latamei tamei? I think so. This mizran is wrapped around the bed. It's a part of the bed. We had a discussion before when it's the slack. I'm a little bit confused by these mishnayos. What happened to the rule of kol mechur l'tamei tamei? I don't know. I don't know. confused. I'm a little bit confused. Okay. So the mita had medrash, then you put on a mizran. The whole thing is medrash because I think it's called mechubal tamei tamei. All right. Weiter. Perisha, you took it off. He's made medrash. The bed still remains medrash. The mizran is magi medrash. It's not mechubar anymore, so now it's just the fact that it touched it. We had this mishnayos a couple of mishnayos, not that long ago, pretty recently. Last paragraph, I think it was. It's a maga medrash, so it's a rishon. It would had it been different if the mizron was attached to it prior to the tumah coming upon it. Maybe it would be mashma from the mishnah that then the tumah would remain. Others say not that way. There's a whole big discussion about that. Fascinating. Ha'isa tamei tumah shiva. The bed is tumah shiva. Tumah meis. V'kar arach la mizran kula tamei tumah shiva. You wrapped a mizran around it. It's called Mechor B'la Tamei Tamei. Perisha Yit Tamei Tamei Shiva, Mizran Tamei Tamei Seref. Now just a Mago. Ho Yisa Tamei Tamei Seref. This is touched by a Sheretz. It was a regional Tumma. Korach HaMizran, you put it on a Mizran. Kula Tamei Tamei Seref. The whole thing is Tamei Seref. Perisha, you take it off. Yit Tamei Seref, it's Mizran Tar. Okay. This is pretty straightforward. Mishnevav. Meet the Shekarach LaMizran. A bed that you tied around a Mizran. First, then Nogaben Amis. Tamei Tumah Shiva, they're both Shiva. Perishu, Tamei Tumah Shiva. Because nothing to do with Mechubar, it got Tumah on its own. This is different than the last Mishnah. They were considered one Kli, but it doesn't become Shiva Kalim at this point. But the Gavi Tumas Medris, they say in the footnotes, is not so simple. Could be that they're together, and then the Zav sits in that, and then they separate. It could be Medris would come out, and the Svar of that would be because it's not right for Medris anymore. Okay. Perishut, right. Nogu and the Sharat Tumay Tumas Erev, they both have Tumas Erev. Perishut, they separate Tumay Tumas Erev. Pretty straightforward. Fine. Okay. Now, Mita Shnatlu Shtei Ruchais Shalah. Took off its two long beams. Vatzal Chadash and replaced it. Voshinas and Akavim did not change the original holes. So the old ones are still here and they are suitable to be replaced. Okay? Now, the bed is no longer tamei once you took out the zaruches. However, since you could put them back, if you would put them back, the tumah would come back. So there's like this mitzvah is very complicated. I'm just going to read again what they say over it because it's so important. It's not that it's oimid to go back. If it's oimid to go back, then the tumah never would have left. Because if aruch v'shtekraim, sir v'shtekraim, it's the Gemara and Sukkah. But if it's not oimed to come back, it's just roi to come back, it's fit for coming back, then it's tar in the meantime, but the tumah would come back if you would restore it. Fine. So you put in new ones, then change the holes. If you were to change the holes, then it's impossible for it to come back, and therefore there'd be no tumah yishana. Good. Nishtar b'chadash is the new ones broke. Still Tumeya. If you would put back the original ones. It's not Tumeya right now. It's Tumeya, meaning to say, if you would restore it. If you shana, if the old ones broke, then Tahira. Forever. Not forever, whatever. It can't get the old Tumeya back. Shakol holich achar shanas. We look to see if the old ones are suitable to come back or not. That is what is important to us. Mishnah Zayin. We'll do one more Rabbi Zayin. Okay, it's a short one. Teva a box shepischa milmala that its opening is on top to make to meis. Has tumas meis? That's not a chiddush. Doesn't have tumas medrash because you can't sit on it. It's not suitable for sitting. Not much of a chiddush here. Goes to become a rishon if you're touched by a chayis, a sheretz, and a velo. Nifchasa milimalo. If it broke on top. So what? Something to my mace. Still at the bottom, it could still be cobble something. Nifchasa milimato. If the bottom broke, tahayro. Can't hold anything. Okay. Like wood, it needs a base kibble. Fine. Megurashba, small compartments. How do they translate Megurais? Drawers?
Small storage compartments.
Or tame. What do you mean they're tame? They're royal kabbal tame?
They can still become tame, it says.
Because they have not been. They're still intact.
They're still intact.
They're not considered one object. And therefore, the tumah doesn't automatically transmit from one to the other. I mean, there's maga, but there's their own independent kela. They're not part of the teva. All right, fun.
Okay. Well, I didn't get the phone call.
Oh, diving gut.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.